Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Don't be going out tonight.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Nicole Galinas has deposited a significant body of work at that website over the years. As a member of our Brain Trust, she's back with us now. She's the author of her new book. It's called After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street in Washington. Nicole is a senior senior fellow, I should say, with the Manhattan Institute and a contributor to City Journal. Nicole, welcome back. And one of the things that's in the news right now is the European sovereign debt crisis, and Ireland's head has turned ugly. The Emerald Miracle, or whatever they were calling it a few years ago, has turned a little tarnished, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, Ireland had a tremendous property bubble. The banks invested very heavily in real estate, really around the globe. And the problem is, in the fall of 2008, when Ireland tried to use its sovereign credit to strengthen the banks, all that happened over the next 2 years was that the banks brought down the sovereign credit instead, and that's the lesson to us as well. When the financial sector gets too big, you're not going to be able to rescue it anymore. Mm-hmm. They've tried to rescue it, and they need rescuing themselves.
Did we come close to that here in 08?
We didn't come close to it, but we could come close to it in the future if we continue mm-hmm. to treat our financial system as immune from market discipline.
Meaning not letting people fail.
Right. Eventually, the system will become, it is able to compete with the rest of the economy on unfair terms.
We've got to quit letting it be implicit that something is too big to fail, like we did with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Not only Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, but large financial institutions. Mm-hmm. You pick any big bank, B of A, of course. The AIG got hundreds of billions, mm-hmm. or more than $100 billion worth of explicit mm-hmm. bailouts from the U.S. government. If, in any, we know economic theory, if you subsidize something, you get more of it. We've subsidized reckless lending to the financial industry for 25 years, and we've gotten more of it. Eventually, we'll get so much of it that we cannot bail it out any longer.
So Europe is a cautionary tale for America, then. What's going on in Europe right now? Is that what you're saying?
Sure. And what Europe is trying to do in ignoring these market signals that investors are saying Greece borrowed too much money. They've got to restructure their debt. Ireland can't bail out the banks. It's not strong enough. Europe has been trying to ignore these signals and basically say that the market is wrong and that the national governments are right. Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany, is correct in saying that they have to create a mechanism for bondholders in the future to take their losses. This has caused mm-hmm. market panic and turmoil, but that's a good thing. It means that it's starting the slow process of introducing market discipline to this environment. But the problem is that the rest of Europe doesn't really want her to do it, so there's a lot of tension there.
Because the people in the street don't like the austerity. They don't like the discipline. They don't like the medicine. They like their goodies. They like having sweet candy to in the form of all these entitlements. And now that these governments are realizing they have to take some of them away in order to balance their budgets, in order to get themselves their sovereign debt back in line, they're having problems with that, aren't they?
Right. And the problem is that the public can see they are being made to suffer the consequences of behavior, but the bondholders aren't made to suffer the consequences of their own behavior, and so that's not fair. Same thing here. Why do people go and protest outside AIG executives' houses? Because they can see it's free markets for me, but not for thee. It's a
right.
double standard. That
well, so you're saying, so the conflict that I've been seeing, that I've seen now and that you wrote about in your book, the conflict between Wall Street and Main Street, and the complicity, in my opinion, between Wall Street and Washington, there is a complicity there, folks, in my opinion. You're saying that that's something similar going on in Europe with the bondholders.
Sure. The reason that Germany, France, stronger nations are bailing out these countries is to protect their own financial institutions and to protect global bondholders from losses. If you lend money to an entity that can't pay it back, then you should have to take losses. That's common.
Is there argument that we're trying to prevent a global economic meltdown?
Well, their argument is that they're trying to save the euro as well. That
right.
if they don't help Greece, then Greece will want to exit the euro and devalue its currency so that it can export and you'll have tourist visitors
right.
and gain the economic health that way. The problem is if other nations aren't able to do this, eventually the inflation will happen at the higher level of Germany, France, and so forth.
Are they going to be able? Are they going to be able? Nicole, I've got to wrap this segment up. Are they going to be able to stem the tide of this and finally find an end place? I mean, somebody said France is next.
Well, they thought 2.5 years ago they had done this by bailing out the banks, and the
right.
banks turned out to be bigger than them. The
right.
same thing could happen with these peripheral nations. I mean, by the time you get to France, it's more similar to the long-term problems that the U.S. Faces as well. So I'm not sure about that. But
yeah.
they could face another, you know, lower growth, more heroic measures to try to save these
yeah.
financial institutions for a few years.
And that's not good. And folks, these are our trading partners. This is not good for the American economy. When we come back, I'm going to ask Nicole to tell us what she thinks the future of the euro is.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.